Op-ed in today's Buffalo News in the Another Voice Department of Motor Vehicles listing here. It is written by Jennifer Connor, and she is co-founder of the Justice for Migrant Families of Western New York. And she is pushing for the state to pass the New York Driver's License and Privacy Act, which would allow illegals to get driver's licenses in New York. I am vehemently against that, and I think most of our listeners are too. But in her attempt to tell us how the streets are actually safer, man, you got a lot of balls to do that, I'm telling you, that the streets are actually safer if we license illegals, okay? But then she gets down to, it's not enough to try and snow us with that kind of BS, but then near the end of it, why not stick a knife in it and turn it? Because here's what she says. Western New York deserves a reasoned assessment of the benefits of expanding driver's license access, not one rooted in, here it is, misinformation or bigotry. So that's you. And that's me. Misinformation, I'd like her to explain exactly what that means. And bigotry, I'd like to see how she feels. Is it just because there are people that she has put together in this group? Illegal is illegal, as far as I can see. The license that they would be granted cannot be used for federal identification, such as airplanes and things like that. Because what I don't understand is they have broken a federal law. Entering the country illegally, okay? How can New York State give them status enough to give them a driver's license? I'd like to know. Is anybody answerable in Albany? Do we have any communication with them? Or the only time they want to get a hold of us is when they're either fundraising or they want our vote. Is that the way it works? Let's go. So I want to know how you feel about the issuing of the license and how you feel being labeled a bigot if you don't think it's a good idea. Let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Roy. Good to talk to you. What do you have for us today?
Well, this license law that the Brain Dead in Albany is trying to pass is just another step in the culture war. It's all designed to change the demographics and culture of this country to the advantage of the radical left. Now, Cuomo is following the book on the culture war written by Antonio Gramsci, the communist theoretician, just as Obama followed Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. Now, all these pro-illegal alien organizations are financed by leftist tax-free foundations. Now, it's part of a bigger picture.
Well, it does feel, if you look at all around, this is one point of what we're seeing. We're seeing the traditional values of our country being washed away. And I think you're right. It is by someone or some groups of people that don't like the country the way it is. They want to be here. They want to benefit from it, but they want to change it.
Well, it's by design. I can remember back in 1950, James Warburg testified to the Senate Committee on Un-American Activities that, and he said, we will have a one-world government whether you want it or not. It will be by consent or by conquest.
Well, good luck to them if they decide conquest. It's the frustrating part is that if you're a law-abiding citizen, there are things you'd like to do, but you're not going to pursue them because they might be illegal. On the other hand, we have illegals who don't give a damn about our laws, just come in and are sanctioned by our own government, the people that we put in office, the people we trust to spend our money wisely. And now they're turning their backs on us. They don't give a damn what we say.
Well, I think they're called traitors.
Yeah, I'd like to see what avenue we have to block this if they pass it as a law, or to certainly put enough pressure to try and get them to change their mind. I know there's a couple of other states that do it, but in his quest, in Cuomo's quest, to have a broad resume for president, he wants to include every one of these kinds of issues, and this might be one of them. Hey, thank you very much. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Do you have a text for us, if you would? Whoops, got to turn the mic.
Probably should have the mic in front of me, right?
It really works, unless you want to turn your head totally around like Linda Blair.
We have a couple questions on Facebook. The first one is from Mike, and Mike will say, hey, I just got a speeding ticket for going 75 in a 35. I guess I'm not paying that either.
No, I mean, why? Why would you bother paying it? And you can get a group. Speeders who don't give a damn. How about that? And claim anybody that wants you actually to pay the fine or to be locked up or to have your car confiscated, well, they're just bigots. That's all. They're just bigots. Why not throw in racists at the same time?
Fascists, too.
Yeah, fascists, racists, bigots, you know. Why not? Because you got nothing to lose. They're picking on you just because you broke into their country. Why, if somebody broke into your home, wouldn't you be nice to them? Certainly you wouldn't ask them to leave, would you? Why, you must be a bigot. How about another?
We'll go to Donna, who says, not surprised, this is one step closer to voting. We'll be there by 2020.
Yeah, that's voting, of course, is the home run. That's the top of the mountain. And then it's over. It's over if they get the vote. It is over.
Let me ask you this, though. If New York State makes it, it's still they couldn't vote in a federal election, right?
No. Okay. No, and that's why it says that it's not good for federal identification.
Good.
I mean, think about it like this. The state can't supersede. The state has certain individual rights, but they certainly can't supersede the election laws. I'd like to see where are the people challenging this stuff? We have the other side that challenges everything. Everything goes to the courts to decide. And meanwhile, on our side, we sit back meekly and say, oh, that's too bad.
Because we have those on the right who don't stick up for Trump. They're status quo. They want things the way they were. So they're going to keep their mouths shut. They're not going to get involved.
Yeah, it's amazing. It seems like the Democrats usually are. You know what's amazing to me? That regarding the wall, are you telling me not one Democrat is in favor of that? They're sheep. They are sheep. It's not possible to have not one Democrat in favor of the wall.
Isn't it nice to know that the county executive on Erie County Taxpayer Time is tweeting out articles from the Washington Post about how the University of Maryland finds 7 in 10 Americans are against the wall, which yeah. I don't buy that number for a second.
Did we put polling cars? Well, I didn't put them in there. I'm Niagara County. But I say we, most of the audience that's listening, you put him in charge of foreign policy now. I didn't know that.
He's a good little D. He's carrying out and trying to, you know, do good by the party.
It's amazing.
They're party hacks.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And as I said, every once in a while a thought just catapults through my mind that not one Democrat thinks the wall's a good idea. You know why? Because they're sheep. They're lemmings. Let's go off the cliff together. We'll be back after this. It is Beach and Company, and let's go to, I think it would be Terry in Texas. Is next, Terry. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, you bunch of bigots.
Hello, our Texas bigoted friend, Terry. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Well, first and foremost, I wanted to fill up your cup halfway, if I could. Look at the bright side. Here shortly, you guys are going to be able to get as high as you want, and you'll forget all about the stupidity coming out of Albany.
That's right. If they pass that, so we'll have free driver's license. Well, driver's licenses for illegals, and you can get high when you want. I love the Empire State.
I'm wondering here. I heard something about, well, they need to be able to get the jobs and work and things like that. Well, what about when they apply to, you know, prospective employers? I mean, you know, even at McDonald's, they do background checks. You got to fill out, what is it, the Homeland Security form that says you're eligible to work in the United States. You got to have a Social Security card. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, that's a good point. In this op-ed piece, she tries to make the case that the streets are safer and we're really enriched by allowing illegals to get the licenses.
I'll tell you what, I'll give her that. Down here in Texas, man, the illegals are a little bit better drivers because they all do 20 miles an hour below the speed limit and get pulled over.
Well, I'm telling you, it's every once in a while you just wake up, Terry, and something hits you the wrong way. This hit me the wrong way today. Not only are they barging into the country illegally, not giving a damn about the laws, and now leaders of their groups are calling us bigots and uninformed? You got to be kidding me. Well, it's like a nightmare.
I'm a big give or take, and it rubs me the wrong way. I just think it's disgusting. It's like Idiocracy 2 or something like that. Somebody got to start picking it up somewhere.
I think there's going to be a spark eventually. I don't know when. I don't know the exact way it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And when it does, it's not going to be pretty. Thank you, Terry. Well, have a good weekend deep in the heart of Texas. Appreciate it. Mr. Beamer, give my voice a little bit of a rest while I take a sip of water. What do you have?
I have to say, June says, and this is funny, because this is something my mother said last night when watching that Bill and Monica special on ABC. If I wasn't living through it, I wouldn't believe this is actually being discussed.
I believe that. When I'm picking out subjects for the show, there are some things that are just beyond belief. Because under the traditional thinking that we've always had, it just gets thrown to the gutter. But one of the things we've always learned is we are a nation of laws. And I think Obama wasn't the first one to do it, but he certainly did it in a prominent position. He decided which laws they were going to obey. And being the president, he has a broad brush, and which laws he doesn't want to obey. So pick and choose. Even though you take an oath of office to obey all of them, maybe you don't want to. So you just give it up. Another one, please.
Chris says, if we give them license, this will increase the cost of car insurance for the legal drivers to identify themselves for uninsured or underinsured illegal drivers. Car insurance in New York is already sky high. Can you even imagine?
Well, this is, she tries to make the case that it's cheaper. According to her, the bill proposes making New Yorkers' standard license accessible to all qualified drivers, meaning illegals, regardless of immigration status. Under the state's new Real ID compliant licensing system, a standard license is for driving purposes only, cannot be used for federal purposes such as boarding an airplane. The bill would directly benefit some 800,000 New Yorkers who are currently prevented from obtaining licenses. However, virtually all of New York's all of New Yorkers stand to benefit from the measure, and she makes the case that the streets are actually safer and that the insurance is actually cheaper, and probably that we'll all have perfect teeth and good hair. You have one more for us, please?
I do. Dan says, if you can't come into this country the legal way, then you should have no privileges. Why illegally here? Plain and simple.
You have no standing here. If I went on a trip to France, I have no legal standing to do anything in France beyond being a visitor. I have a passport. They look at it when you come into the country. Some countries, pardon me, stamp them, but you are a visitor. And as a visitor, you have no legal standing to do the kind of things that illegals want to do here. They don't even have a passport to get in here, because if they did, they could just come in on a passport. But they don't have one. They're not in the country legally, so they have no standing. End of story. The courts should process them as a witness what we're supposed to do. We give them a lawyer. We have them stand before a judge, and they have a hearing. Now, they are so far bogged down, it's about 2 years for that. Now, at least the president got something done. In the past, before he got this done, they were allowed to wait in the U.S. for their court date, which might be two and a half years away. Then in two and a half years, when they call the name of Joe Schmo is not to be found. Joe Schmo has entered into the U.S. population under what name, we don't know. But he can come to New York and get a driver's license. How about that?
And soon he'll be able to vote.
Yeah. So that's the way it works. We pay for their lawyer. We give them the time, and then if they at least the president has gotten the fact that they don't wait in the U.S. anymore. Now they wait in Mexico. All right? So that's a big deal that he got done. And got. He must have said some magic words because that's important. It really is important. But to be lectured, to be as a taxpaying, voting, a law-abiding citizen, to be lectured by an illegal group and say we're bigots and uninformed is disgusting. That's the only way I can look at it. Let's go to Wade in Cheektowaga. Wade, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Wade.
I got a couple things for you. First off, I moved up from Texas a few years ago, and I walked into the to get a New York State driver's license with six different types of identification.
Good for you. Wow.
From a passport to a birth certificate, all this stuff. They would not give me a driver's license unless I had a Social Security card.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I said, look, I've got my picture on these things. I've got my Social Security number on these things. And you're telling me that you want me to give you a document that doesn't have my picture or my signature on it, and that's gonna be legal?
Well, Mickey Kern says that he's not going to honor anything like that. Good for him. I hope he takes a stand. I hope we support him, okay? He is the clerk. He is in charge of the motor vehicle department in his area, and good for him. Stick with it, Mickey. You have a lot of people who will be glad to fight that fight with you. It might even become a national fight, but you got to do it. Remember, our sheriff stood up for some things that he thought were not legal, too, and he prevailed. And I think Mickey Kearns can prevail, too. But the lecturing part really annoys me, as you can tell.
Well, Sandy, we need more people like Mickey Kearns in office. And the second thing I had to say was New York State and California seem to have, to me, the dumbest or misinformed people in the whole United States, although it's not limited to those two states.
See, California is the number one lunatic state. I mean, I lived out there. I worked out there. I saw it. Not as much as I see it now that I'm here. And we are the clone of New York, of California. When California does it, we have to do it. And we usually do it a little bit behind. We wait to see what they do, and then we do it. So it doesn't surprise me at all. Thank you for the call. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company, New York Driver's License and Privacy Act. Legislature is going to try to approve that and allow illegals to have driver's licenses. We are also labeled as bigots and uninformed by an op-ed piece if we don't go along on News Radio 930 WBEN. Back with Beach & Company. Thanks for your patience, too. People have been hanging on. We've had a full bank of calls all day. And the text board is lit up, and the Facebook, and any way you can communicate with us. You want to tell us that basically we haven't anybody go the other way on this because it's one of those things that's so obvious, so logical. And it's one thing for it to be happening. It's another thing for those who are pushing this to try and label us as bigots and uninformed because we want to follow the law. And so now what are they doing? They apparently have some kind of pull with somebody under some circumstances because our legislature is about to pass legislation called the New York Driver's License and Privacy Act that will allow them to get a driver's license. So now if you say follow the law, that's the law. So what the hell are we supposed to do? I'd like to know. Mickey Kearns has got the right idea. He's the county clerk. And he says that he will not issue driver's licenses to illegals. Good for him. Do we have one decent man in government who is willing to stand up for us? Otherwise, what are we just pawns? We show up and, we voted. Well, la-di-da. Look what we got. You might as well have one person in there because they never break ranks. Why is it everything the Republicans do gets challenged in court? Everything. And yet, I wouldn't count, if this passes, I wouldn't count this being challenged in court, although it certainly should be. The Republicans got to get a fighting spirit in them. Otherwise, it's all going to be gone someday. We're going to wake up and say, where were we, out to lunch? What happened? Let's go to Michael in Buffalo. Thanks for your patience, Michael. You're on WBEN.
I think that complaining about all this is just, you get, when you're the only thing America's great at is being the great prostitute on the earth, and now we're getting the results of being a prostitute. So I don't think we should cry about it. We should expect the results when you become a prostitute.
How are we a prostitute? Answer my question.
I'm sorry?
How are we a prostitute?
Because we sold our land to foreigners.
Oh, you mean like China and things like that?
Yes, yes. And now you're going to get them no matter what you say.
Yeah, China has an enormous amount. We have an enormous amount of debt to China is the way I wanted to say it. Well, you're right. I don't see the problem coming from the Chinese, though. I see the problem coming from the House. It's from us. We have seemed like somebody has taken over. They've done a mind meld or something where the old laws, the laws that we lived through and prospered by, are not being followed now.
Well, they're not. They weren't being followed then when they made those laws. You know, when if you look back at the 1930s and 40s and 50s, those laws were being broken all over the place.
I think you'll find that with the strict rules and regulations to get into the U.S., people were generally happy with the process. You had to have a sponsor. You had to have a job. You had to have a health checkup. If you were ill or if there was any question about your health, you were quarantined sometimes for months. And those were strictly held. Now, almost none of that holds. You can sneak in come across a barrier at night, and suddenly you can get a license in New York State. In California, there is a man who passed the bar about, I think, a year ago, who is now an officer of the court in California, and he's an illegal.
Right.
So you can't keep doing that stuff. You either have laws, Michael, or you don't. Thank you. Thank you very much. You either have laws or you don't, and that's it. Yeah, you can't pick and choose. If so, I want a list of laws we don't have to obey, please. And if you had any balls, what you do is the illegals are claiming that they're a great addition to our country. I would ask for a tax return before you can even get the form to get a driver's license. If you're here, Lee, if you're here and you have a tax return, that means you paid income tax. I would tend to think that most of them don't. They get paid under the table.
I'm just a little curious here because I might be behind the times. But which ones are added to the country? Would it be the rapists, the murderers, or the gangbangers that are coming across? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, there was another case that was witnessed by that Mexican gang, MS-13, is
yes.
It? Yeah, and they claim that doesn't exist either. Just turn your eyes. If the first thing you do to this country is break the law, why do we want you? And how about the disrespect we have toward people who came here the hard way and legally? How disrespectful to say, boy, you were a sucker. Took you longer, had to jump through some hoops, cost you some money, and now you're here illegally. You're here legally, but what difference does it make? You're not going to have any more than the illegals. And pretty soon they're going to have the same vote you have. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. You can see it. So I say it's so disrespectful to the people that did it legally. It makes them look like fools and suckers. And unfortunately, that's where we connect. We connect with people like my grandfather and grandmother who came here from Sicily, and my grandparents on my father's side who came here from Finland. Did it the right way, and enjoyed the American life. And we enjoy it because of the contributions people like them made to our country. They were proud to be here. They spoke the language. They paid the taxes. They started businesses. But it all, as you look at it now, the things we used to be proud of with them, and we'll point to them with pride. Now we're being lectured by an illegal group. All right? I'll be damned if I'm going to sit in front of this microphone and be lectured by Jennifer Connor, the co-founder of Justice for Migrant Families in Western New York. You know what you what we owe you? We owe you a hearing. A hearing in which we provide a lawyer for you and you go before a judge. And then if the judge decides you're out, goodbye. That's what we owe you. And we even pay for your lawyer. That's very generous of you, of us, to do that. That's what we owe you. And we certainly don't, you certainly don't owe us a tongue lashing because we don't think that illegals should get driver's licenses. Thank you, Jennifer. And if you would like to continue this discussion at a later time, you are most welcome to come and sit in that chair in front of that microphone and tell me how bigoted I am. I want to hear that. I want a holy picture of that. We'll be back with more after this. Full bank of calls today. Let's get back to some of them. This is Kathy in South Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
The world is losing their minds. I don't think there's a country in the world that hands out driver's license without ID and a lot of other things. And if they're going to do this, then they might as well dissolve the Auto Bureau. We'll have new rules. There'll be no ID, no eye test, no driver's license, and you might as well throw out the car insurance. And we'll dissolve the Auto Bureau. We'll have machines to dispense driver's license like you have the lottery machines.
Yeah, because all Albany cares about is the money for the licenses anyway.
Put $5 in and you get a driver's license and you fill it out any way you want and you go on your merry way. But for that matter, why do any of us need a driver's license if you're going to give them to people that aren't playing by the same rules we are? If they give them driver's license with not even being an American citizen, then I will never go get another driver's license, and I will drive my car without one.
Yeah, you might as well. We don't want you to see you get in trouble, but I understand your mindset. That's just the way it is. It seems like all they care about are the people that break the rules, and the people that follow the rules are fools. Thank you very much. I remember telling you this story, so this is not new. This happens. It's been happening for a long time. Especially in California. When I was in California, I had a driver's license for each state I worked in, and I worked in 11 states, okay? And what I used to do is go to the motor vehicle department first and get a book. Then I would go at a different time, sit in the parking lot, read the book right through, cover to cover, and walk inside and take the test. And because, you know, after you've been driving a while, the rules are basically the same. I never got below like a 95. I told you the only question that I got angry about getting wrong was when is it okay to drive over a solid line? And I said never. And the answer was to turn into a driveway. I always thought that was a lousy question to put in there. It was obviously designed to trick you. But here's the deal. I saw this with my own eyes. I saw a guy come in and get the actual test. All right? He took it and walked out of the building. And I said to the inspector, I said, the guy just took the test and walked out of the building. He said, yeah. I said, he probably has one of the instruction books in his car and is going to look up the answers. He said, yeah, we know that. That was it. Then. So they didn't care, and I don't think they care that much now. That was California, and we're a clone of California. If they have done it, we will do it. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Well, thanks for having me. Good show. I'm going to relate this to a movie. I think you're going to like this analogy, but Al Pacino made a wonderful movie where he was a policeman years ago, and he was trying to get felons in the area in which he patrolled, and he offered free Yankee tickets. He ran a ad in the paper. He offered Yankee tickets. People showed up, and you had to show your driver's license to get the tickets. They ran your driver's license number and arrested you if you had any outstanding. Okay? Which I thought was very, very cute. That was and I love Al Pacino movies. It would be a way for the federal government to actually round up the illegal aliens and start deportation. And it's the same with marijuana use. States are passing laws allowing the use of marijuana in their states, and I believe that they're in contradiction
with the federal law. Yes, they are.
I am right about that. Okay, that was kind of a comment question. So I guess what I would say is this is probably in action. I don't know if that's the DEA. I don't know if that's the FBI. But in either case, it would seem to me, and this is a comment question also, because I'm kind of gray here. It's against the law to be in the country without the proper documentation. So then a state says, well, we're going to pander to that population. We're going to offer them driver's license. Once you're in the driver's license bureau, the state would be aware of the fact that you have an individual here who's in violation of federal law. Is it not their fiduciary responsibility to call the authority?
Well, as you know, they won't even call the authority. They won't call ICE, even if ICE has a hold for a certain person. If they come into contact with them, they won't even tell ICE that that's happening. There's no cooperation at all. And what you said, I'd love to have happen, except it's never going to happen in New York State, simply because New York State doesn't want it to happen. That's the last thing they want to do. They want to just open the doors and flood us with as many people, as many human beings as can get in here, because it means more federal dollars and whatever. And if it's a hassle, so be it. That's what they're going to do. Dan, I wish they would take your idea, because I think I'd like to see that. Thank you. All right, let's see. Pardon me. Voice is starting to go a little bit. More than a little, I guess. Tom in Tonawanda. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. This is just another bigot calling. There's only one way to stop this, and you know it. It's stop the funding. If myself and 300,000 other people in New York State would quit paying their taxes, that would send a message. If they want to throw us all in jail, fine.
Knowing how this state runs, they would rather throw you and me, law-abiding citizens, in jail rather than keep out people that that have chosen to break our laws. That's just the way it is. They really don't care. It's not right and wrong. It's the political way of life. Tom, I wish you and I wish the last caller had your way in Albany. Things would be a lot better. Thank you very much. Now, before we leave today, tomorrow morning, Joe Beamer will be on for Hank Nevins. Joe, what do you got planned for tomorrow's show?
It's one of those, Sandy, wait and see. It'll be a little bit of everything you're used to.
It'll be a surprise.
Yes, it'll be me, but a mixture of what you're used to with me and what you're used to with Hank.
Oh,
let's put it that way.
Sorry to hear that, but yes, what do you say, Tony?
Well, since we're promoting upcoming shows, I encourage
on this station,
to tune in tomorrow.
On this station.
To Inside High School
Sports. So you're going to promote another station.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We're our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is that?
I'm not telling.
Well, obviously he can't.
So it's not known? Are you going to surprise people?
Yeah, it'll be a surprise tomorrow morning.
On your sports show on our sister station, two doors down, you go from here past 102 and to 55, and they're there.
Yes, at 10 a.m., we'll have our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week.
G&G is great. That's Gronkowski.
Yes, they are.
Very nice. What were you saying there, Beamer?
I was going to say he can't say it now. G&G wants him to say it on his show.
Well, that's true. Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of it. I thought you could leak it.
By the way, you can go to livefit.com to nominate coaches if you wish.
Oh, that's nice. So they have a competition each week,
yes,
to have the coach of the week, depending
on it last week.
What they've done.
Yeah, and first week winner was Kyle Husband of Canisius for collecting his 300th victory.
Well, congratulations to him. I think it's time for us to try and give away $1,000. Yes, our cash code word is year, as in 12 months equals 1 year. Y-E-A-R. Send that to 72881, and you you could win $1,000 in cash. We'll see you Monday at 9. I'm going to get my car with my legal New York State driver's license on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.